throw friends. Be friends. All this boss attitude. And like I said, submission is not slavery. Friends. There are husbands and wives who never crack jokes. Don't laugh together. Knock, knock, knock. Who is coming? Oh, guy's coming. Everybody take cover, take cover, take cover. Take cover, take cover. Can't smile with his children? May God deliver you from such a man. Can't smile with his wife? Friends, that is why some young ladies make the mistake. So that man is so friendly, we are so friendly. It's almost as if he's my brother. Should I marry such a person? We are too friendly. Who will I marry? If you are a man and you don't want your and you don't want your wife to be happy, what will make you happy on earth? If you are a woman and you don't want your husband to be happy, what will make you happy on earth? Show me a united family, a united marriage, and I show you an anointed home, anointed marriage. There is a level of oil you may never see until there is a... It takes favor to find a wife. It takes favor from God to find a wife. It takes divine favor. God needs to favor you well to get a good wife. Let me talk to the girls. Don't waste any man's time if you don't want to marry them. The man is hanging around and you make him hang around. There are three other people. John said, sister, you need to talk to me. Say, I am still praying. Don't be in a hurry now. This thing is something we must find out from God. She's praying nothing. There are three people waiting. Let me talk to the girls. Don't waste any man's time if you don't want to marry them. The man is hanging around and you made him hang around. There are three other people. John said, sister, you need to talk to me. Say, I am still praying. Don't be in a hurry now. This thing is something we must find out from God. She's praying nothing. There are three people waiting. He's asking people. There are four people. Can you advise me? This one is a tailor. This one. Don't waste the man's time. Release him to go and find his front. Is there anybody watching from the Facebook branch, YouTube branch, and Area 1 branch that is being blessed? Say loud, amen. Caution for the single. Number two, be on the lookout for warning signals in courtship. Those who know how to be angry, they can manifest it small during courtship. Those who have very terrible behavior, if you are very prayerful, God will show you signals that this man, don't marry him now. The way he's shouting at you now, he can pull a knife if you are married. Be on the lookout. Don't say God did not warn you. Thirdly, never despise the counsel of valuable people who genuinely love you. Pastor, mother, father, especially spiritual people, not just general people. The Bible says in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. Never despise the counsel of valuable people who genuinely love you. You say, are you sure of this girl? Are you sure of this man? There are one or two things we heard. Don't despise. Number four. Don't start courtship relationship too early if you are not ready to marry within a short time. Don't start courtship relationship too early. You are in SS2. So you're looking for life partner. For what?
Year one university. Except you want to marry that man while you are schooling, which is a possibility. Otherwise, you enter courtship 4 years, 5 years, 6 years. Is it a BSc courtshipology? And it has complications. Relationships are highly emotionally demanding. If you are in the school, your mind is congested with issues of a man or a woman. And of course, very soon you are not careful, you fall into sin. Because you keep on looking at each other continuously. Before you know it, one thing you should know about the human physiology is that there is a voluntary part and an involuntary part to the relationship that happens between a man and a woman. There is a level where it is voluntary. You are the one holding hand. You are the one doing this and that. A level comes where what we call the autonomic nervous system, the sympathetic and parasympathetic, takes over. That's why you see some people say, I didn't know what came on me. I didn't know what happened. All I knew, before I knew it, something has happened. You put yourself in the place where your involuntary nervous system took over. Involuntary nervous system controls the heartbeat. That's why you are not aware that your heart is beating. Controls the breathing rate. Am I communicating at all? So you have a long courtship. Every day you are looking at each other. You start with holding of hand. And then it moves. And then the bed is defiled. And then the future is denied. Number 5. Maintain the purity of the marriage bed. Caution for singles. A marriage that will have a future must have the bed undefiled. Marriage is honorable in all, the bed undefiled. Hebrews 13 and in verse 4. When people have what is called when people have premarital sex, sex before marriage, it produces 3 harvests. First, the harvest of lack, loss of respect, loss of dignity. Your value drops in the eyes of the man, in the eyes of the woman, it dropped. If you are a real man, why couldn't you hold yourself? Girl, you are so cheap like that. I haven't married you yet. I have had you. Am I communicating? There is a lowering. How many of you know there is difference between brand new vehicle and Tucumbo? Big difference. How many of you know that driving a car out of the dealer's shop, the car that has 0000000 on its mileage, the driving it out by 1 meter drops its value. So it is. Say, a drastic crash of dignity. That's why some people say, the man used to love me. I don't know why he suddenly hates me. If this factor is part of what happened, it is part of what could have happened. You see how Ammon hated Tamar worse than how he loved her after this thing happened. Premarital sex lowers respect and dignity. Secondly, it increases mutual suspicion. When you did the illegal with the person you haven't married, there is mutual. Anytime you are coming back, you say, are you sure it's his office you are coming from? Let me see your phone. Who texted you? For one reason or the other, at the back of the mind, this man that could do this thing with you when he didn't marry you, are you sure he couldn't do it with any other person? Mutual suspicion. And thirdly, extramarital tendency. The seed of premarital sex many times will produce a harvest of extramarital issues. where somebody is in the home but is still looking outside. Under pressure. Pardon me. People can be tempted. That's not what I'm referring to. But this person has a seed in his body. A harvest that was planted. So you don't want to do that. And I believe the Lord will help us. In Jesus' name. Counsel for the married. Number one. Possess a solid vision. A strong vision. For marital harmony. What you see determines what you seize. What you don't see coming never comes. My people perish for lack of knowledge. Don't ever say, all I want is to be married. I don't want to be single anymore. Everybody is married, meaning me. No. What kind of marriage do you envision? I vowed that what I saw as a child, my children will never see. What my mother saw, my wife will never see. You have a picture. Nothing happens by accident. It has to be calculated incidents. It is what you see coming that comes. Possess a strong vision. And when you come around somebody who has your kind of marriage vision, then you run together. Number two, draw inspiration from exemplary godly marriages. Draw inspiration. Judges 7:17 said, look at me. As I do, so shall you do. Inspiration. I drew inspiration from Kenneth Copeland and Gloria Copeland before I ever married. From T.L. Osborne, Tommy Lee Osborne, and Daisy Washburn Osborne, his wife. From Charles Hunter and Frances Hunter. They were couples that I saw the dignity of the home side by side with the dignity of God. I looked at them and I said, if it is possible, they are showing you their pictures. If it is possible for this man and his wife to be in harmony like this, serving God, shoulder to shoulder, then that is how my home shall be. Look at such homes. Draw inspiration. Think about the steps they take. Draw inspiration. Number three, maintain genuine spirituality. That's right. I see you all in the overflow 5 and 6. Maintain genuine spirituality. Genuine. Genuine love for God. It will translate into love for your wife. Love for your husband. Maintain it. The fourth one is almost the same. Number four, be a real Christian. Be a real Christian. Practice Christianity in your house. Did you hear what I just said? Be a real Christian. And real Christians love their neighbors as themselves. And who is more neighborly to you than your wife? Than your husband? Just be real. Don't fake it. Don't be a hypocrite. A real Christian wife will submit to her husband. Number five. Be interested in the welfare of your partner. Honey, are you okay? Are you really all right? I'm not seeing you smiling. Is something bothering you? Is there any way I can help? The welfare. A human being is around you, not a stone, not rock, not wood. Number six, be an investor. In the life of your partner. An investor. Do all you can to bring out the best out of them. Find out about the visions and the passions troubling them. My wife wants to know how I'm doing and what she can do to help what is in my heart. I want to find out what is in her heart. Be an investor. My wife brought many things out of me. And I brought too many things out of her. Be an investor. An investor. Enter marriage with an investment mentality. You didn't go to meet a perfect husband or a perfect wife. You went, you are in marriage to help somebody to become who God wants them to be. What number are we? Number 7, be trustworthy. Be trustworthy. Trustworthy. Be trustworthy. A faithful person. Somebody your wife can trust. Somebody your husband can trust. I like to let us know that trust is the bedrock of relationship. The end of trust is the destruction of the home. Am I communicating? When the wife says, I don't really know who I am married to, it's a challenge. Wife is walking on the phone. Husband is coming. And vice versa. You told your wife a lie and she found out. You told your husband a lie and he found out. Like the man who has a child out of wedlock and the wife is not aware until they marry. Like the woman who removed her womb before marriage and the husband was not aware. What do you want to do to the man? Trust. It is possible to make mistakes, but be trustworthy. Let your husband, your wife be able to vouch. Am I communicating at all? Somebody say aloud, amen. And help, like Dr. Ms. Enenche said, help your wife to trust you. When your husband tells you things, don't use it to insult him. Don't use it. He tells you things about his family. Don't bring it up like you told me the other day. And you know, one of the major challenges of women is talk. I'm sorry, with all due respect, there is a gift of talking. The man looks at him, see a couple, say, oh, how are you? The man says, oh, I'm fine. My name is Paul. Your name is Gabriel Oro. God bless you. I'm happy to see you. Yes, so we'll see later, okay? The woman says, oh, madam, how are you? I like your hair. This cloth, who bought it for your husband? How many children you have? I have 4. Just pressure speech. Trust. This is from courtship. This is where the trust must be worked upon. There are some lies you can tell that can follow you for life. Trust. And trust, you don't force it, you earn it. And if trust was lost, it can be regained. By doing things that makes you trustworthy. By bringing yourself into accountability. Be trustworthy. Was that number 7? Am I going to number 8 now? Maintain true friendship. True friendship. Don't be in a position where somebody else is closer to you than your wife. Closer to you than your husband. Am I communicating? I have many people I know, but globally, nobody is closer to me than my wife. It is scriptural. Nobody can be closer to me than my bone and my flesh. But your wife is seeing you with somebody all the time. If she asks questions, you got angry. Your husband is seeing you with somebody, especially the opposite sex, all the time. He asks, you get angry. He has the right to ask. True friends. Be friends. All this boss attitude. And like I said, submission is not slavery. Friends. There are husbands and wives who never crack jokes. Don't laugh together. Knock, knock, knock. Vroom. Who is coming? A guy is coming. Everybody take cover, take cover, take cover. Take cover, take cover. Can't smile with his children? May God deliver you from such a man. Can't smile with his wife? Friends, that is why some young ladies make the mistake. You say, oh, that man is so friendly. We are so friendly. It's almost as if he's my brother. Should I marry such a person? We are too friendly. Who you want to marry? That was number 8. Maintain true friendship. That was number 8, right? Number 9. Possess forgiveness. 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 Husband, forgive your wife. Wife, forgive your husband. I learned from Ruth, the wife of Bill Graham, that a good marriage happens when two people who agree to forgive each other for life come together. Whatever happens, I forgive you for life. Possess forgiveness. Are you ready for the final? Finally, number 10, be a continuous learner. Learner. I am learning. My wife is still learning. A continuous learner. Dr. Mr. Nenche, I do not want to interrupt your writing, but I need your assistance. If you give me the privilege, I will not abuse it. When we married, realized that there were two or three things that we both needed to learn. When I say, honey, have tum-tum. She said, is my breath okay? So it's not a matter of breath. I am having it and I wanted to give you. Your breath, no problem. You say one thing, and then the point, there was a point where she told me what some time. Do I always do everything wrong? I said, no. Because I kept on saying, do it like this, not like this, like that, not like this. Because when people see us now, they will think that two people just arrived from heaven. His husband has never corrected her. Fa, 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 fa. His wife has never said anything. For where? I said that I correct. So then she said, do I always do everything wrong? I said, no. Not that you always, you want to say something? Can't I get it right? I said, no. It's not that you did anything.
Do I always do everything wrong?
Do I always do everything wrong? Can't I get it right? I said, you are good. But we are doing what to do to be better.
And you said, you are trying to present me to yourself as you want me to be.
That was what Jesus said, that he might present to himself a bride without a glorious bride. That was what I said. I'm presenting you.
So as difficult as it may seem, at every point in time, I have to keep in view the fact that if this is worked on now, later it doesn't have to be reworked. I will be in the image of how you want me to be.
That's perfect.
So it makes it swallowable.
And corrections don't have to come like condemnation.
Or quarrel.
It doesn't come with condemnation. It doesn't come with you are a devil. It doesn't come with how did I get to marry such a person. It came with affirmation. It came with appreciation. There are some people, the only thing they see is what the wife did wrong. As you see things to correct, also see things to commend. And let them happen with almost equality of frequency, if not commendation more. So I can give her, the say, come and minister here, I can't go. I ask her to go. There are times where she said, let me even present to you my sermon outline. So you see, in case there's anything I want to say that is not right. Now it happens both ways. Husband, submitting yourself one to another. She sees things and I say, excuse me, sir, do you think that this could have been done this way? Or do you think that that could have been said that way? Or do you think like this? I say, yes, sorry. It's an oversight. You got the point. You really got the point. Not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, not six, not seven, not eight, not nine, not ten. There are some men who are too masculine to be counseled. God will help us. Do you know that what they call electronics in our generation has taken the attention of people's wives and husbands? iPhone, BlackBerry, WhiteBerry, WhatsApp. Two people can be sitting in the same house, the same room. They are not talking to each other, but very busy with the phone.